5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily jab of truth.
If you do not secure the border now, you are giving up any argument you have for the American people to put their faith in you. Will Republicans honor their campaign commitments to secure the border? Yes or no? What I am seeing right now from my Republican colleagues does not give me faith that they will stand up in the breach, as did those men who stood on the wall at the Alamo. I am tired of words. Things are going to change in this body. For the very people who sent us here to change things, and they think that some of us are just going to go along for the ride, they are sorely mistaken. We will not.
The time has come, I've had enough, I'm taking back my land.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea. 3 hours of bold truth, excellence, and optimism for America. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Hour number two. I want to waste not a single minute. Let's get out live to Wendy Bell Radio Network correspondent Oscar Blue, live for us in Mexico. Oscar, you reached out this morning, our friend, and you had some pretty important news to share. Hopefully you're well. Welcome back.
Good morning, Ms. Wendy. Good morning to the Wendy Bell Radio listeners. Well, yeah, there's a lot of things that is going on. One of the things that is the sad news that it happened during the week. Another tragedy occurred with migrants trying to cross illicitly and illegally to the other side of the border on our side of Tijuana. Sad thing to say. Two boats crossed illicitly with coyotes and traffickers. One of them was found with seven women, five children. They rescued that. The Coast Guard rescued that. And then the other boat was found with seven migrants. The day died drowning in the middle of the sea. They were that boat was capsized, and it was rescued by the Coast Guard with an operation with a helicopter and also with a boat. It was seven bodies that they found. Out of the eight bodies, seven of them were from Mexico. The other one is still not identified, and seven are still missing. James Spittler, the head chief commander of the Coast Guard in San Diego, said that they have had a 771 increase of trafficking in that area. And ultimately, it is a huge number when he said that. But he said also two other things that triggered a lot of the leftist media in the part of California. He said that from that particular point of that percentage, they have had, from the year 2021 till now, 28 deaths occurring to trafficking through the sea. And also, ultimately, one of the things that triggered a lot of the leftist media was that he said these people were not seeking asylum. These people were being trafficked. This is a transnational trafficking criminal organization who has been operating for years through this side. So that's one of the news, Ms. Wendy, regarding the tragedies that these people take and the risks that these people take crossing illegally into the United States.
And the numbers are just absolutely tragic. And these aren't things that we hear about here in our part of the world, Oscar. I mean, you've gotten to see the devastating consequences of this open door policy, giving hope to people from around the world that if they could just get here, everything will be okay. And many don't realize what they're up against until they land and meet up with their coyotes or their travel guides or whatever, travel assistants. They don't realize, and you've seen the death.
Well, yeah, and it has to do a lot with the incentivization and the hypocrisy of this current administration. Look what happened in El Paso. Now they feel entitled. They can just run over authorities in an international port of entry. That is a federal crime to do that in Mexico, to run over authorities like that. And ultimately now insulting, hitting the shields of the United States Customs, telling them you are going to let us in because you are going to let us in. That is the self-entitlement that Joe Biden has done. Because of this current administration and its open border policies, you create that idea on people that they know that there's a legal process, but they don't want to do it anymore. And talking about that self-entitlement, Ms. Wendy, and the hypocrisy of this current administration, for all the leftists that they're out there, for all of you that you guys were campaigning against the past administration, that the wall was inhuman, that the wall was racist, that the wall was divisive. First, before we move on to that topic, Ms. Wendy, for everybody to know, a wall has always been here. Since I have this, the knowledge, I remember the Clinton wall, I remember the Bush wall, I remember the Obama wall, that it was the one that had more electrical wire, had more heat sensor wall, and then, you know, the Trump wall, and now nobody is talking about this because they do not want you to. They do not want you to know. The Democrats do not want you to let you know. There is the Biden wall. On the last part of Tijuana, where the sea is at, there's a park that is called Friendship Park. It was a park that was open to for families to congregate from the United States and Mexico. It was vigilant by the authorities of the United States. It is closed. But now Joe Biden is tearing down the old wall from the Obama days and making a stronger and higher wall. Nobody is talking about this. Nobody is saying anything about this. And you don't see the leftist media saying anything about this because it is beating their own narrative. It is talking about that they were campaigning so much, Ms. Wendy, against the 45th president of the United States. They're actually doing it right now behind closed doors.
Tell us what it's like. I mean, is it something that is an around the clock sort of thing, or is it kind of being done surreptitiously? Do people know not to talk about it, or is it the talk of your community?
It's the talk of between several several mainstream media. They're talking about it, but still they're designating it as the continuity of the Trump wall. We have had huge discussions over here because it is a few people, and I'm one of those, that is designating this as the Biden wall. And I say, enough, we're complaining with the past administration to our community. The past administration is not here. The one that is taking the decisions, it is the Biden administration. Those are the ones that they're completing this wall. Why don't you guys designate this as the Biden wall? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people have turned around and said, you know, you're actually right. He's the one that is continuing with this. So it looks like a 18-foot wall that has been teared down, that is the old Obama wall, and apparently he's going to build a 28-foot with the same metal plates. Oh, my God. I'm laughing because of the hypocrisy. I remember how they were attacking Donald Trump. But the same metal plates that they were there, that they were getting rotten because he stopped the construction of the wall on certain parts, he's using that same material to build the other one that is 28 foot in continuing with what Donald Trump was going to put to take down the other one and put the new one in place. So it's the complete hypocrisy.
Oh, yeah.
Of this administration.
Right on. You know, Alejandro Mayorkas just said the other day, Oscar, that the southern border, they have operational control of the southern border. He said this. I'd like your response to that, sir.
Ay, Alejandro. You should be impeached, Ms. Wendy.
I know.
And that's the number one thing. There's no way around it, Ms. Wendy, anymore. This guy is doing such a bad job. It's a horrible job. And they need to understand that there is, we have had these conversations before, Ms. Wendy, where the cartel, you said, it operates on Mexico, but it's operating now in the United States. The actual distribution to contaminate the population of the United States, it's inside of the United States. They're not doing anything about it. And it is just on an everyday basis to come out and say everything is okay, everything is controlled. No, it's not. There's a war going on over here on the other side of the fence. They're fighting where the open border gaps, the cartel is fighting on the open border gaps. There are actually crossfires every day in the city. There's member bodies every day in the city because they're fighting over properties, over territory, and ultimately who crosses first, the contaminated drug or the trafficking of humans. So it is a reality. This administration, it is not only destroying inside of their country, but they're destroying us more than we already were before.
You know, and I'm thinking about some of these places. Kinney County, Texas, the sheriff there, Oscar, says that about every single day they have 165 people just cross over into their community. They're trampling people's farmlands. They're fiddling with their livestock. It is ruining, and they are ruining, the migrants are, this small community. I can't fathom what it's like to be one of these small towns to live there.
Well, yes, you know, and that's the problem with these open border policies, that you intend to not give security to the citizens of the United States. That's the number one thing. And when you want to close the door, and when you want to say, hey, enough is enough, you're not going to be able to negotiate with the cartel. The cartel is already operating inside of the United States of America, and that is the problem, that because of that, you have citizens that they are being threatened in the United States. You have borders that they are extremely getting insecure and not only contaminated with the drug that is destroying America, that is fentanyl, but ultimately also with the trafficking of humans. And you're going to have a lot of illicit and illegal activity that is going to increase if this does not stop, as well. In particularly like that, like any county, that they're seeing this and they're actually preparing themselves to one day, you know, their home to be invaded or to their home to be wrecked and robbed. It is getting like that. And those kind of situations, it is on the hands of this man, Alejandro Mayorkas, because of his incompetence to control the border.
Right on. Oscar, hang tight with me. I hope you have a couple more minutes for me, because I've got one big question for you. And I'm going to admit, I don't understand a lot about the human trafficking, ladies and gentlemen. I want Oscar to kind of walk me through this process, because you wonder how can people be traded around and basically sold as modern-day slaves? How does that work? I mean, how is this a multi-billion dollar business? How could it not be shut down? I want Oscar to tell us what he knows, because literally I know so very little about it. We need to be educated. Before we move on, though, I want to tell you quickly and thank our friends at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, Dr. Richard Rafferty and his team, that do wonderful things non-surgically for people who have bulging, herniated, and degenerative discs in their back or neck. All it takes is an MRI. You don't have to live in Pennsylvania. You can get an MRI and you can have it sent electronically to Doc Rafferty, and he can look at it and tell you if you are a candidate for this 98% successful procedure called intra-disc neutrosis. And you say, well, I know I've got a problem. I don't have an MRI yet. He can help you get one. And that's why I speak so glowingly of what he does, because you don't have 10,000 satisfied patients who've gotten their lives back pain-free if you're not doing something right. 412-906-9600. 412-906-9600. PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. Well, how does this... I don't understand human sex trafficking. I don't get it. I don't understand how this happens. I'm going to ask Oscar the very basic questions. It is dark, it is disgusting, and it is super profitable. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. So it's an important question, and I want to get back to our Wendy Bell Radio Network correspondent in Mexico, Oscar Blue. Oscar, I feel stupid, but I'm going to ask the question that people who aren't plugged into this, we don't know what is the human trafficking trade predicated on? Is it people who are coming to this country and don't have the money to pay to get here, and so they say, I'll be your sex slave, or what is it? I don't get it.
Well, there's a lot of cases, Ms. Wendy. There's a lot of places how they accomplish it and how they get it across, and how the business starts from one moment to another. And it is the most disgusting situation is with the children. But there's webs, there's pages. There has been discovered by the intelligence of the United States that there's groups that they're designated with a certain language. For them to get in the market with the cartel and the organized crime in certain particular areas. It can be in Central America and can be in South America, and depending on the market and depending also on the color of the skin of the children or of the woman. So in particular, it has to do a lot with kidnapping. It has to do a lot with what the client it is asking for as per se in that way. And they will actually pay a huge amount for a small, a young slave to be trafficked into the country that they want to be trafficked, or ultimately also a woman to be as a sex service for an amount, a certain amount of time. Ultimately, that also it's sex trafficking. And lastly, you have the organ harvesting. That is the most horrible thing, which it is hugely now increasing into the parts of Europe and also into the parts of the United States. That one, it is on the necessities, ultimately on health of the client, whatever he's asking or whatever he's portraying to get from a certain age. That is the black market. To get a certain organ. So that is the way that particularly it is designed to work. The cartel, there's a lot of cartels in Mexico that dedicate themselves to that particular, situation. And one of the biggest markets, it is the United States in terms to child trafficking. It is, sadly, the United States and also parts of Europe.
So somebody who could have enough money, who needs a new liver, per se, can go to one of these cartels and buy a liver from someone, and then what happens? Somebody just gets snatched off of the street and their liver's removed and they're just left for dead?
There's a lot of corrupt hospitals, a lot of corrupt doctors that they work with the organized crime. Particularly the doctor works with the organized crime, and the doctor gives the information. That's the way that the investigations have been done. The doctor works with the organized crime, the cartel. The doctor gives the location of a certain client around a certain age that has this health, that it can be an exchangeable for the client. And then they will go and kidnap the individual from there. It is the whole operation to get it across, to go to the doctor, extract whatever they need to extract, and then they traffic the organ to whatever place they need to be trafficked. So that's specifically how it works. Disposing the body, it is not one of the most difficult things to do for the cartel. There's different ways to do it. That's why there's a continuous search over here in Tijuana and also in the border towns of continued search of missing women and also of missing men that they're in their military age, men between 20s and the late 30s. There's a lot of missing women over here, so sometimes you will find these bodies buried in the mountains in random rural areas, or bodies that you will find in different places and scattered all over the city. You will find a leg, you will find an arm, you will find this kind of stuff. Because they don't know how to dispose them, so they will drop body parts in different areas of the city.
I don't know how you sleep at night.
Sadly, I will tell you, Ms. Wendy, Mexicans in the border towns, we have a problem, and this is a huge problem, and that is why my son, I don't want him to grow up in a border town like this. We get accustomed to this. That we become so relentless to not get a feeling when we see somebody dead on the street, when we see a cross shooting, when we hear the news that a few blocks from your house there was a head discovered, and you're like, oh, I'm going to work. I don't want that for my son. I don't want that for my children, for my child, and also for the children that they're growing up in our country of Mexico. You know, 100%. It's sad to say that we are normalizing that, and that is why I continuously say, it needs to be stopped, because this is trickling into the United States, and kids are going to be normalized to see this illegal activity every day.
No, you're absolutely right. Oscar Blue. If you want more of Oscar, please go to the Wendy Bell Radio Network app, click contributors, go to his page, buy him a coffee. $5 goes a long way. Oscar, thank you. More to come on the Wendy Bell Radio program right after this. You heard what he said. You can't let it become normal. You can't become numb to the fact that everything around you is corrupt and dark and dirty. And you can't begin to believe that you're the only one on an island who has morality. And yet this is so common. I mean, maybe we're not living in the environment Oscar's living in Tijuana. There's a reason he idolizes the United States. There's a reason he is so fervent, so passionate. When he calls out the Biden administration or Alejandro Mayorkas or any of these boobs that just suck. Janet Yellen is absolutely an abject failure. all of these people put into positions they don't deserve. And what do you get? You get a product that is subpar. Period. This isn't a meritocracy anymore. It's a wokeocracy. And it's ridiculous. There's a very interesting article we found that I think is encouraging. And I want to encourage, because I know that we come at you with a lot of negative stuff, because I'd rather know. I don't want to be willfully blind. I don't want to have suspicions and put on my, you know, AirPods and my big, thick, dark sunglasses and go for a walk and not look at anybody. I want to know where they're coming from. I want to know the game so I know what to believe and so I can arm myself with facts. Conservatives, Republicans could cut off establishment media in 2024 cycle. So there's this article on Breitbart. It is very interesting. Why is it that the Republican candidates running for office are willing to sit down with left-wing media conglomerates or even your local news, which sucks, and entertain any kind of belief that they're going to be fair in any way? You know they're not. I was at an event over the weekend in Middle Pennsylvania, right? I was with a friend of mine, a 30-year colonel in the Army, who served for 30 years, 7 deployments. This guy started an Afghan refugee charity, a drop of goods in Afghanistan for children. He doesn't have to do that, and he did. It wasn't the government. It was this one man, Doug Mastriano. He ran for governor here in Pennsylvania. I got up and I spoke alongside him and a few other people. The local paper's take on him was the guy who lost in a massive landslide for governor. That's your take on this man who, as a Pennsylvania state senator, is trying to move a message of let's get conservative judges, let's elect the right conservative-minded people to stop Crazy Train and get our community back on track? It's what John Guandolo says every day. Starts at the local level. I was described as a one-time news anchor. Ladies and gentlemen, I have 21 Emmy Awards. I've won multiple Edward R. Murrow Awards. I'm not telling you that to say I'm so important. I'm not a one-time news anchor. This is the petty garbage on the left. This is how they try to demoralize and demean you. You're insignificant to them if you're a conservative. It's hilarious. We laugh at them because it's so predictable. Why are we playing ball? When CNN calls a conservative candidate for whatever, a Ron DeSantis, a Donald Trump, a Nikki Haley, whatever it is, why do these people answer? See, because they need us. They need us to have fodder for which to be outraged. Because if they actually told the truth, all they'd be reporting on is the fraudulence and the corruption of their own party and the Republicans who were going along with it. There's a reason why people are tuning out CNN. There's a reason why the ratings suck. There's a reason why the Knight Foundation has a poll out, which I believe is very interesting. Gallup and Knight have been tracking the decline of trust in the news media since 2017. Well, no wonder people don't trust him. They're terrible. And they don't even pretend anymore. There's no guise of objectivity. There's no even forward-facing pretending. The cartels in Mexico aren't pretending at all. The body parts are strewn about, right? There's no pretending anymore. Gallup's long-term trend on the measure hit a record low in 2020, when the share of Americans with no confidence in the news media surpassed that of people with at least some confidence for the first time in 40 years. Furthermore, findings from the American Views 2020 report showed that Americans were very concerned about increasing political bias in news coverage and the perception that news organizations, quote, push an agenda. That was 3 years ago, my friends. Well, it's not gotten any better. Negative sentiment about the news media has grown over time, and this is the kick in the pants, particularly among independents. Only 26% of Americans right now have a favorable opinion of the news media, the lowest level Gallup and Knight have recorded in the past 5 years, while 53% hold an unfavorable view. You say, why is that? Well, we've got a little media montage for you. We can't objectively look at a human being who's running for office if they share views that are contrary to our own as members of the media. We have to get up on TV and we have to spread lies. We have to create the illusion, as though they did for Donald Trump. They're after Ron DeSantis now. Ron DeSantis, who I believe, regarding his track record in Florida, is pretty good. I don't live there. I might have other things to say about the guy if I lived there. I don't know. But from what I see, standing up for small business, standing against this jab mandate, having people decide what's best for them, intervening in schools and saying, stop freaking sexualizing our children. Parents are in charge. Step off. I agree with all of that. Well, the media must be very confused. They don't know who to hate more. Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump? Donald Trump almost seems so old hat because they've been beating the drum for so dang long. At least Ron DeSantis is some fresh meat. And the media are happy to oblige. And here's the montage for you of the hatred. Yeah.
If Florida Governor Ron DeSantis becomes president of the United States, which he is clearly aiming for, America will become the land of total government control over women's bodies, black history, gender identity, how you can teach, learn, read, think, even talk.
It's like the ultimate gaslighting to basically be steamrolling fascist policies into the state and doing so under the banner of freedom and rights.
It's terrifying. It feels like a Soviet system, or, you know, the way the Nazis would build a Potemkin village.
He really has tried to turn himself into sort of a local Mussolini in Florida with the book banning and the brutal tactics.
He is somebody that now has attacked African-American education. He is attacking any type of liberal arts education.
This guy just seems like just sort of a curmudgeonly anti-black and anti-LGBTQ person.
We have to call this what this is. This is fascism and authoritarianism that goes even beyond what Trump has talked about.
Ron DeSantis is uniquely dangerous on cultural issues and his strive to take the nation back 50 years.
If it ain't white, it ain't right in DeSantis' stand.
Seriously. This is what you get on the news every night. This is what they're feeding you. If it ain't white, it ain't right. There's a side of me, sort of like the View. These people are so ill-educated. These are the people who parrot out the talking points that the left wants you to talk about. They'll call it the Don't Say Gay Bill. They'll smear people who are like, that's totally not even what it's about. Why do we engage? I think there's a very interesting opportunity for conservatives, particularly political candidates now, to do the final death blow to the mainstream media and to stop talking to them. You can operate in your echo chamber. We're going to other platforms that allow us to say what we think, whether they believe us or not, whether they support our views or not. They allow us to talk about what we want to talk about. This is what's happening. Public trust in national news media plummeting in recent years. For instance, a February poll found 50% of Americans say the national media intend to mislead. Half of all people polled. Don't just say that the media are dishonest or the media are biased or the media have a sway or a bent. They're saying it is intentional. Every night, the intention is to mislead you. That's scary. I mean, what the hell? They're so unhinged, though. People are awakening to the scam. And they're tuning out. That's why you need to know what's going on at CNN. Do you know who the number one people who are tuning out is? Millennials. Young people. The people who would even watch at all because they're on their devices otherwise. They're done. There's a tremendous opportunity, I believe, to reach out to these people. But it does take some coalescence. It takes cooperation. It takes a coalition of conservatives to stop bickering among themselves. And I warn Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis and anybody else who wants to run for office, don't make this a takedown of each other. Why not instead stand up and say what you believe in, what your values are, what you want to do? We're tired of the name calling. We're tired of the barbs. We want action. We want change. We want a party that acknowledges that we are the ones in charge. And if elected, they will serve us. If Republicans are smart, they will watch the implosion on the left. They will watch them devour themselves, eat their own. And the conservative movement will rise and provide an alternative for which the majority of America is starving. Don't tell me what this guy didn't do. Tell me what you're going to do. Tell me why you. Tell me your plan. Show me how it works. Sell you. And then stand up and deliver. America demands results, not rhetoric, not rage, not a reaction. A plan, a purpose, a passion. There's a difference. Now step up and deliver. Because we're not going to wait any longer. Field of Greens, right now, I got a testimonial for you. I drink it every day on the show, and I want to read this to you because this is really cool. Dear Wendy, I want to provide you with a testimonial for your new sponsor, Field of Greens. Unfortunately, I was duped into getting the jab. Coincidentally, exactly 1 year later, my beautiful wife was diagnosed with high-grade ovarian cancer. Since then, she's had to face multiple surgeries, as well as 30 hours of chemotherapy that resulted in her going completely bald. Now she has to take chemo pills that will almost destroy her white blood cells. Fortunately, you got a new sponsor, Field of Greens. Needing to do anything I can to help her fight, I ordered Field of Greens using the code Wendy. My order arrived just in time for her to start this new treatment. After using the drink for a few weeks, I can really see a difference. First, her skin is super soft and her hair is growing back like crazy. Next, she doesn't seem to experience the fatigue associated with chemotherapy. And finally, her white cells have not been affected. It is really giving her immune system a boost, and she says she actually feels healthy. Thank you. I'm not going to say it's a wonder drink. I am going to tell you it's got your fruits and vegetables plus antioxidants, prebiotics, ginger, licorice, turmeric, all the stuff you need. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Wendy, save 15%. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Wendy. All right, quick timeout when we come back. Rasmussen jumping on another poll that I think is very interesting. And it's not good for the GOP in terms of the uniparty. People are speaking up. They see it, ladies and gentlemen. And I've got the proof, the receipts, next on the Wendy Bell Radio program.
Tell me what's on your mind.
All right, so the mind that I have right now is a Rasmussen poll that shows 55% of all voters agree DC Republicans worked with DC Democrats to keep Donald Trump from being elected in 2020. 55%, ladies and gentlemen. What does that tell you? There is an awakening to the uniparty. Of course. You know, the same uniparty that was illustrated by Mitch McConnell saying he was very upset about Tucker Carlson because Tucker Carlson exposing the video so that you could make your own mind up went against these talking points that the chief of police at the Capitol said actually happened on January 6th. Sit down, Mitch. Hey, Kentucky, wake up. Do better. Time for that guy to pack his bags. Speaking of that, actually, I'm going to get to that in just a minute. If you wonder about whether people are really starting to understand the uniparty operation in D.C., the answer appears to be, yeah. According to the latest Rasmussen poll, even a majority of Democrats admit that Republicans likely conspired with Democrats to keep President Trump from winning the 2020 election. This doesn't even go into the cheating side, ladies and gentlemen. This just goes into just top gloss, all right? 55% of all voters agree it's likely, 67% of Republicans, and 51% of Democrats. That is huge. The Republican Party of Bush, Romney, McConnell et al. Apparently is starting to feel like it has died. Voters who support President Trump reject the Wall Street professionally Republican donor class. The Republican Party is the party of MAGA, America First, and Donald Trump. Period. Period. I agree. Now, is there wiggle room in there for Ron DeSantis? Absolutely. A lot of you don't like the sound of that. I like what Ron DeSantis has done so far. Should we not hear what he has to say? Should we not hear him campaign? Guy hasn't even gotten into the race yet, and he's already being demonized. Speaking of being demonized, delicious little tidbit. This gentleman you're about to hear is named William J. Kelly. He was a reporter in Chicago who got basically blackballed by Lori Lightfoot because she didn't like him asking about crime under her watch. So he was kicked out of the press pool. Well, it just so happened that yesterday, for whatever reason, and I don't really understand all of the rationale for it, it was the city council meeting. Before she gets kicked to the curb, oh, what a bummer. People were able to come up to an open mic and say some stuff. Well, Mr. Kelly had a very intriguing dialogue. And before he said what you're about to hear, he basically told Lori Lightfoot that she destroyed the city of Chicago, that crime is all over her hands. Her fingerprints are on the stats. Her fingerprints are on the murders. Her fingerprints are on the city's demise, the mass exodus of all of the businesses taking their headquarters out. And then he dropped a delicious comment that absolutely steals it all.
I hope that you realize what damage you have done to the city. I hope that after today's city council meeting, you will pack your suitcase and get the hell out of my city.
Mr. Kelly,
you are a pandemic. You are a pandemic.
Amen. Amen. Drop it. You're a dreadful human being, Lori Lightfoot. You used race and gender and LGBT crap. You were hired for a woke reason and you failed. The same way Karine Jean-Pierre has failed the people of the United States and the press. The same way Kamala Harris has failed, the same reason Jennifer Granholm has failed, Alejandro Mayorkas, Janet Yellen, check your box de jour, ladies and gentlemen. When you suck, you suck. And people are calling him out, understanding the threat. Oh boy, where can we even begin today? John Guandolo is on tap next. Don't go anywhere. Hour 3 of the Wendy Bell Radio program is next.